This week's Parsha is Parshas Vayeshev. Now, Parshas Vayeshev always comes before Chanukah. And there's a very, very big remez in this week's Parsha to Chanukah. And at the beginning of the Parsha. And the whole concept of Yosef, we're going to see, is Yosef is the figure, the concept in Chazal that's going to defeat the Yevanim. But in order to explain this, I have to go back to the Makor, the Megaleh Mukot. Reb Moshe also brings that says the Makor for Chanukah in Chumash is the Maaseh of Dinah. So, if we go back to Parshas Vayishlach, and we learn a little bit, we didn't do this last week, we learn a little bit about the Parsha, we see the Dinah really. Let's translate first who Dina is. Dina really should have been the extra child of Leah. Mm-hmm. And if Dina was born, Yosef wouldn't have been born. Rachel should have only had one child, Yosef. Rachel, Alpi Din, should not have had a Binyamin. Yosef was going to be the child of Rachel. And with Yosef, we know that Yaakov now has Koach, and as we're going to see in our Parsha, to fight Esav. Right? So, Dina was going to be instead of Yosef. Right? So there has to be a connection between Dina and Yosef. So now, Leah davened that Dina wouldn't be a boy, would be a girl. Right? And therefore, it was Netaf. She became a girl, and now that gave room for Rachel to have Yosef. How did Rachel have Binyamin? So I didn't explain this in last week's Parsha, but Binyamin, Rachel, in order to have Binyamin, Rachel gave up her life to be Binyamin's life. It's brought down in the Ari that a person only can have so many children based on what happens at the time of the wedding, right? It's the Gemara in Sanhedrin, explains the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that a husband makes his wife into a vessel, into a keli. What does it mean, made into a vessel? That chibur, that connection of husband and wife, right? That connection is what prepares the wife for having children. Rachel was only supposed to have one child, Yosef. In order to have another child, Binyamin, she had to give up her own chiyus, her own life, and therefore Binyamin was called Ben Oni, the son of my affliction, right? It was her death that created Binyamin. And then Yaakov called him Ben Yamin, my right side, i.e. the side not of din and tsar and pain, but the din of the right side, which is din of chesed, right? So he was metakin the name of Binyamin. Okay, so now that we understand that, we understand that in a certain way, Dina was a boy, right, who became a girl. So if we look at the parasha, you will see that it many times says she has the tchuna, she has the, how do you say tchuna, the some sort of hint of a boy. You see in the parasha, it doesn't mention na'ara. It doesn't say na'ara when it mentions Dina. It says, right, it says when she went to see Vayteitze Dina, Bat Leah. She went out Dina, Bat Leah. Why Bat Leah? Because she's a Yitzanit, like her mother. She goes out. A child, a daughter, Kogfoda Bat Merach Pima. What Dina went out for? So Chazal, there's the tchuna of Yosef, the concept of Yosef, and it's similar to Dina. The concept of Yosef is V'ye'asef. Yosef is that concept that we're going to see. He's the one that's me'asef kol sheva mitzrayim, all the broken vessels, all those lost souls, and bring them back. And we're going to see this is going to be the concept of Chanukah. And then through doing this, he's going to remove the ra from the world. So Dina has this concept of going out to the world, going out. She went to Chora, what is a nice Jewish girl doing in, I don't know where, in Las Vegas, right? Havdil, right? What's she doing there? What are you going out? We're in the Shechem to see Benot Haaretz? Asher Yalda Yaakov Livrot Benot Haaretz to see the daughters of the land? What are you doing? Vayarota Shechem. Shechem saw her. Ben Chamor, right? We see Ben Chamor. What's Ben Chamor? The son of a donkey, right? What's a donkey to do with anything, right? That's not what name you give that person. Chomriyut. Shechem represented Chomriyut. Looking at the physical for the physical, right? Chachivi. Chivi is Loshin of Nachash. Chivi is a Loshin of a snake. Right? So she went out here and she went to fix. She went to what's it called? To fix the, so to speak, the, how you call it? The chet of the Nachash. I.e., she went to fix in the lower worlds. Nasi ha'aretz, and he was the Nasi of the Aretz. V'yikachota, he took her. V'yishkavota, right? He slept with her. V'yaneha, and he afflicted her. V'tidbak nafsho. Now understand what they're saying here. His soul stuck bedina. So the Or HaChaim here says that what happened here was that there was a biru, what's called a biru. What does a biru mean? That the nefesh, there was something tov. Even though Dina went to fix Shechem, Dina went to fix here. The tidbak nafsho of Shechem, Dina went to fix when he fixed Shechem, it meant the concept that Shechem represents, but obviously, physically, it was the person Shechem, because he represented that concept. So the Or HaChaim says that in Shechem was a lost soul. And that soul was tidbak to Dina, and from that, Chazal, according to one Midrashei Chazal, came Osnat, which is going to be whose wife? Yosef's wife. So you can see now the concept of the Kesher beginning between Dina and Yosef. They're first of all doing the same thing. They're going out into the world, and they're fixing. Now Dina, this is a mice of a man, not a mice of a woman. Bat Yaakov, v'yahev et ana'a. Ra. Na'ara, it says in Cree, but it's written Na'a. So you see the male concept that's here, because she went out. Vidaber alev ha-na'ara. Again, Na'a. Right? Written. Vayom eshchem el chamo aviv. And Shechem said to chamo aviv, lemo, kach li et hayalda azot, le'isha. Take me for her as a woman, as a wife. V'yich Yaakov shama ki time et Dina bito. Dina became Tame. That Dina represents in a certain way the Malchus. Ubanav hayu et miknehu besade. They were by the tzon, by the, how do you say, the mikneh, the flocks. Vecherish Yaakov ad bo'am. And it was quiet until they came. Right? And now we know the whole story. They come, and they say, let's be one, people together. And then they come, b'mirma, b'chochma, says the Targum. And they tell them, do a bris milah. And then Levi and Shimon went back, right? And killed the whole city and took out Dina, right? And then Chazal tell us that according to one midrash, that Shimon took Dina as his wife, right? Took her as a wife, and that was the rest. That was but she was according to Ramban, she was an almana chaya. They were marchik from her. They were separated from her because time oto Shechem ben Chamo. Okay, so
how many people were in?
This is in Sograim, this is in brackets. Shimon fought here connection with the Goyim. And Shimon was the, Shevet Shimon was the one after the Klalas of Bilam who was Nidbak Legoyim. And there was the Magefa, 24,000 students, 24,000 of Shimon. And those happen to be, the Tikkun's going to be when 24,000 students of the Rabbi Akiva is connected those 24,000. We're going to see, that's Leonardo Puglia and Sviris Omer will maybe speak about that. How is this related to Hanukkah? First of all, we see something Rashi says. When did this happen? V'ichen et pnei ha'ir. He went on pnei ha'ir, Erev Shabbos. So there's a remez to Shabbos. There's a remez to Bris Milah here. There's a remez to what else? Okay. Time et ha-malchus, right? Dina represents the malchus of Klal Yisrael, right? The female always represents the malchus. There's a concept of let's be together as one people. right? Then after the parasha, after Time et Dina, who represents the Malchus, right? And if you understand, the Malchus of Klal Yisrael is the Gili of the Beis HaMikdash. The Time et HaBeis HaMikdash. What else did the Yevanim want? Let's be one. They didn't want to kill us. They wanted us to be Mityavnim. Be together with them. Rachvas Yadayim. There's plenty of room. Let's be one people, right? They did want us to keep Bris Milah, right? They fought against the Bris Milah. They fought, the Timei HaMalchus is the Zman of Chodesh. Chodesh represents the Malchus. The Malchus of Klal Yisrael is Mitgale, is revealed in Kiddush HaChodesh. That's why it's the first mitzvah that's given to the whole Jewish people. When we come out of Egypt and we're born as a people, how are we born as a people? We have Kiddush HaChodesh. What's Kiddush HaChodesh? The Jewish people are involved in the world. We're bringing the Chodesh into the world. We're bringing the new moon into the world because we are representative of that new moon because we're a reflector, the sun, Kivyochol, God's radiance in this world. So we're the ones responsible for bringing the moon into the world. That represents the Malchus. Jewish people are the Malchus. That represents we're bringing God's radiance, His Shechina, into the world through us. You understand? So Timet HaMalchus, right, that's associated with the Mevatel also Rosh Chodesh. Obviously Torah, the Mevatel Torah, right? Then what did Yaakov do after that? After they fought and they brought back all the spoil and all the Avodah Zarah in their hands. And there wasn't real Avodah Zarah, says Chazal. Right? This wasn't real Avodah Zarah. Because real Avodah Zarah, I think the Ramban says, you can't bury, you have to tochen it. Right? But they were separated, did more than they needed to. Yaakov said, bury it. I did more than need to. They were metaher completely themselves. That's the concept that they were metaher, the Beis HaMikdash, and that's the concept that they did more than they need. Pach, Shem, and Tameh, they could have used for the menorah. If the tzibu of the Beis HaMikdash is Tameh, so Hutra B'tzibu, Tumah Hutra B'tzibu, they could have used the Pach, Shem, and Tameh. They did more than that. The Plain Yeshua says this. They did more than that. They went beyond what they needed to do. Yaakov Avinu didn't have to get rid of the Avodah Zarah and clean them up. He did more than he had to do. That's the concept of Mahadrin that we have on Hanukkah. They did more in terms of the Tara. They did more. So, and what's this concept? By Hanukkah we have that the Ma'atim, the few, fight the Merubim. That's Shimon and Levi. The Kahanim is Levi. Levi represents the Kahanim. The Kahanim fought the Yevanim, fought the whole city. That's connected to the Yevanim. That's what they... Shechem ben Hamor represent the Chomriyot in the world, the physicality in the world. That's all there is. What we see is what there is. And what they wanted, to be... We'll give them our daughters, they'll give them their daughters, right? Mm. Right? Or rather, we'll take their daughters. They changed it. But they wanted to be one with Klal Yisrael. They wanted to be Metame Klal Yisrael. That's the concept of Yavan. You with me? Mm-hmm. That's the remez here in the parasha. So I did it quickly, but you understand basically what we're saying here. So at the end of the parasha says, Lamed Hey, Vayomer Kim Yaakov, Kum Ale Beit El, Veshev Sham, Vasa Sham Mizbech, Lekel Anir Elecha, Vibaruch Mipnei Eisav Achicha. Right? And then he says, Yaakov says, Vayomer Yaakov El Beit, Vilkol Hasheimo, Hisiru Et Elo, Hey Hanecha, Asher Betochachem, Remove all the Avodah Zarah, Vihitaru, Vachlifu Simlotechem. We're not speaking about Mamish Avodah Zarah. We're speaking about things which were shaykh to Avodah Zarah. It was bittul, there was no Avodah Zarah. They need to bury it. But Yaakov wanted to remove everything from there. So that's the Ramban. So it was milifnim reshus din. He had more than he needed to do, right? V'ichlifu simlotengim. Nakumu na'ale beit el. V'asa sham mizbech lekel ha'one oti b'yom tzarati v'hi imadi v'derech ha'she halachti. Right? And then they buried it. That was a tikkun of Maisa Shechem. Okay, so that was basically connected the cleaning up of the Beis HaMikdash and the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. Now, this was before the time. Yaakov says, Ichautem oti. This was before the time. Yaakov was not supposed to be Sholet on Eretz Kanaan now. It was supposed to happen later. So this Malchus that was took place now, which was the Malchus of Levi, right? Shimon as well, but Levi mainly. This Malchus of Levi, which was the Malchus of the Chashmonaim, was not proper Malchus. So that's why there was a problem here. And also with Chazal, we see that the Malchus of the Beit Hashmonaim was not a Malchus. Ad kadei kach, that because it wasn't a proper Malchus, it was ne'evad, it was lost. Ad kadei kach, that the Gemara says that if anyone says from Beit Hashmonai that he's from Beit Hashmonai, he's an Eved, because Hordus killed all the Hashmonaim. Right? Hordus was an Eved, and he killed off all the Hashmonaim. By killing them all off, he was no longer an Eved. Right? And the fine, and he wanted to marry a daughter of the Beit Hashmonaim, so Gemara and Baba Basra, and she jumped from the... She jumped and killed herself. And the story, and she died, and basically there was nothing left of Beit Hashmonai from Klal Yisrael, because their malchus wasn't a proper malchus. There was a bittul of their malchus, nullification of their malchus. Okay, a bit of a repeat. The Maisa of Dina is a remez to Chanukah in that Dina represents the malchus. She does the same sort of thing as Yosef does. She's going out. She represents, even though she was a girl, she's represented in, because she should have been a boy. And she has the same concept as Yosef. Yosef actually gets Shechem. Shechem is the place where all the kilku happened. We're going to see in this week's parasha. So Dina goes to fix Shechem. Shechem represents a very bad place. That's why it's Ben Chamor HaChivi. Chivi represents Nachash. She went to fix. This is again a fixing of the tikkun of the Chedev Adam Arishon. Fixing of the Nachash means a fixing on the lower level. Nidbak Nafsho Shel Shechem to Dina means she was Mevare from him the good that was in them. Since she was Mevara, all the good, there was no good there. There was a kilu. Then they could be destroyed. There was no good in them.
She extracted the good.
She extracted the good. That was the
purpose. Into herself?
That it became in Osnat. It came into Osnat.
The child,
Osnat. Osnat came, took the Kedusha of Shechem, and became Osnat. And Yosef is going to now, Osnat gets sent away, because there was a tzad ra in Osnat from Shechem. So she gets sent away with the amulet. And she gets sent to Mitzrayim. When Yosef goes to Mitzrayim, right, Osnat becomes the child of Potiphar. That's why there's a Havamina, that Yosef is Shaykh to Potiphar. He realized he has to marry something from this house. He didn't realize it was his adopted daughter. It wasn't clear to him. In the end, he married Osnat. You see, in the end. And Osnat is this daughter that came from Shechem. So, Dina's Maisa, you can understand how Dina, in a certain sense, connects to Yosef. Okay. Now, because Dina should have been instead of Yosef. And also, if you understand, that who was Dina supposed to be married to? She was supposed to marry Esav. She was supposed to fix Esav. So Yaakov said, I'm not giving her to Esav. And we say, and he was right not to give it to Esav. But because she wasn't given to Esav, she still had to fix there. So that's why she went out to fix. And then she fixed in Shechem. Because in Esav was too hard for her to fix. So Yaakov didn't give it to Esav. Yeah? So you understand why that's the connection.
Yaakov was punished because of
that? Yeah, this was the punishment. The Dina went out, and she went out to fix, right? But she couldn't fix. That's why she was Nitma. She became impure. She fixed in the sense of Nidbak Nafsho, but it wasn't a complete fixing. Yosef had to complete that fixing. We'll see that part is left for later on. You see that Ephraim Menashe came from Osnat. We'll see later on. We'll see that there's somewhat of a fixing there. Later on. It comes, it's like Shlavim, you understand? The Cherev Adam Arishon, all the stages of its fixing. It's like the whole of history is a little more and a little more and a little more. The Shvatim, little by little, they fixed. She removed from Shechem all the good that was in Shechem, but therefore Shechem and his country could have been destroyed. Or now just represented Kulo Ra. In a sense, the concept of Ra is, Ra only has Kiyum, Ra only has, how you say, established existence as much as it's nidbak to Kedusha, and much as it has a connection to spirituality, right? When you remove the spirituality from the Ra, it's nevad. That's why Shimon and Levi had the koach to mevatel lagamri the Ra. And that's the purpose of Yosef. Yosef's purpose is to bring all the Kedusha from the Ra, lishbor ba, to bring all the Kedusha from the Ra. That's why Yosef, he's a ma'asef, he's osif, he takes back from Mitzrayim. And that's the concept of Dina as well. She was Mevara, the good from the bad. So that's why they're similar. right? And that's why Yosef marries Osnat, because Osnat, the bat of Dina, represents that concept. But therefore, she's the wife of Yosef, because of the similar concept. And if you understand, that's why she has an Egyptian name, right? Because she's Mevarer, Egypt. She was, in a sense, Yosef was Mishneh LeMelech. He became king of Egypt. He was Sholet. So who was the queen? Asnat, right? So they became in charge of Paro. They became in charge of Mitzrayim. They became in charge of Chomriyot. We also say by Egypt, Asher Besar Chamorim Besaram. They also represent this Chomriyot, the physicality, right? So that's a completion of that, bringing all the good out of the Ra of Egypt. That's what's going to be the whole of Chumash Shmos. It's going to be that. That's what Klal Yisrael do in Egypt. Now, that is the concept of Chanukah. Chanukah is this concept. And we're going to see that's the concept of Yosef. And in this week's Parsha, we're now going to see how that applies to Yosef. And we're going to see in the Gemara and Shabbos, Bezalash, if we get there. Bringing out spirituality doesn't mean you kill him. It depends. If you can't fix the person, then bringing it out will take it like in the Shechem, you took out that which was good, and what was Ra was left, so there's nothing left to fix. So it's effectively Nevar, he's dead, right? So therefore you can kill him. He doesn't have a kiyum. But in terms of the concept of Chanukah, the concept of Chanukah is, if you have Ra and Tov, which is Mu'urav, which is a mixture of Ra and Tov, it's a concept of tshuva, that you want to bring. Tshuva means the gilui of the Tov over the Ra. There's a revelation bringing the Tov to be sholet on the Ra. That means the Tov is revealed over the Ra. We're going to explain this more. Okay, so in Parshas Vayeshev, which is our Parsha, right? Okay, so it says in Parshas Vayeshev, so Rashi asks, why it says Vayeshev, right? So it's a connection to what happened in the previous Parsha. The previous Parsha, remember last week we learned about the Malchus of Esav? And the Malchus of Yaakov is Mevatel, the Malchus of Esav. Like we said, when the Malchus of Yaakov represents the good, is Mevatel, the Malchus of Esav, then there's a tikkun to the Malchus of Esav, i.e. there's a tikkun of the Ra in the world, right? So when we're sholet on the Ra, that's the tikkun of the Ra. When there's a gilu of the good over the Ra, that's the nullification of Ra. Okay, so it says here, Ash acha, Rashi says, Ash acha shekatav lecha, Yeshuva Esav toldotav, b'derech tzara, in a short way. Shelo hayu sfunim v'chashuvim. They weren't important to explain heich nityashuv, v'seidem milchamotem, and the order of their wars, right? Eich horishu et achori v'chulei. Pirish lecha Yeshuva Yaakov toldotav, and explains the Yeshuvim of Yaakov and his toldotav b'derech aruka, in a long way. Kol gilgulei sibatam, all the reasons for them being. And it's interesting, it says gilgulei sibatam. That means concept of gilgul, okay? Lefi shehem chashuvim lifnei hamokum, because they're important in front of Kodesh Baruch Hu, la'arich behem. V'ken ata motzei basar dorot shmei Adam ad Noach. Now it's important. He's telling you stages in history. From Adam to Noach is one stage of history. That's alpaim tohu. That's 2,000 years of Tohu. Ploni holidet Ploni k'shvan Noach herichbo, because Noach was important. Noach was the seum of that, right? V'ken basar dorot minoach ad Avram, right? And Avram started Alpayim Torah, because Avram revealed the Kodesh Baruch in the world. Kitzeh behem mishegiyeh etzel Avram herichbo. This is now the third stage we're going to be in, and this is going to be Yemot HaMashiach. So there, here is the remez for Yemot HaMashiach. And all these parashas are going to speaking about Mashiach ben Yosef and Mashiach ben David. This is the separation of Yosef and Yehuda, right? And the Yosef and Yehuda coming back together to be Eitz Echad, which is going to be in parashas Vayigash. So that's the siyum. Okay? Mashal l'malgalit. Now, listen very clearly. It's unbelievable, Rashi. It's a marshal to a malgalit. He's explaining pearl. Why pearl, yeah. Shenafla bein achol, that fell into the sand. Adam memashmish b'chol, he looks in the chol. V'kovro b'kavra, and he sieves it. Ad shemotzi to malgalit, until he finds the malgalit, this pearl. U'mishematza hu mashlich et hatzorot. When he finds it, he leaves the tzorot, the sand. Miyadov v'notel ha-margalit. So what are we saying here? We're speaking about Noach. What's it? Right? All this was like Chol. All the previous generations were Chol to come out Noach. All this was Chol to come out Avram. All this was Chol to come out what? Malchus Yehuda, Malchus Yosef, and Malchus Yehuda, i.e. Klal Yisrael. Right? The concept of Golos, what's the concept of Golos? It's going into the Chol and looking for this Margalit. You understand? Being Mevara, the good from the bad. You understand? Clarifying the good from the bad. So now you understand, that's the concept of Dina. Be Mevara Tidbak Nafsha, Mevara, the good from the bad. And that's going to be the concept of Yosef. So now it says, now that we know this, so what's the concept of Esav? It's like the Chol. And who's going to be the Mevara of it? That's going to be Yosef. That's the Toldos of Yaakov. That's the Malchus of Yaakov. The Malchus of Beis Yosef. The Malchus of Beis David. They're going to be the ones which are going to be Mevara the Tov from the bad. And that's going to bring out Mashiach, ultimately, and Klal Yisrael. Right? That's going to bring us. Now it says, this is now going to be the remez of Chanukah. Dava Acha. V'yeshev Yaakov. Says Vayeshev Yaakov. Hapishtani azeh. Pishtani is referring to flax. Where do we see flax? Who brought flax? Cain. Says the Midrash, Cain represents all the Ra in the world. So Pishtan is representative of Ra. Nichnasu gamalav tuunim Pishtan. Entered his camels holding Pishtan. Hapachami tama. This like blacksmith, tama. Ana yikanes kol ha-pishtan. Where I put all this pishtan? All this ra in the world. How can I deal with it? Hazeh. Ha-epikech echad. Right? Remember, we're talking about this pishtan is all the malchus of Esav. All alufei Esav. All the ra in the world. What can I do with it? Pikech echad meshiv lo. Nitzot echad. A spark comes out. Yotze mepuach shulcha from your mapuach, your like bellow, or something, whatever. Shesoref et kulo. That burns all the pishtan, all the ra. Kach Yaakov ra'at kol ha'alufim, all the alufim of Esav, haktuvim lemala, tama, he was amazed, ama, mi yechol likvosh et kulan, how can I be kovish all this ra? Ma kativ lemata, eile toldot Yaakov Yosef. That's what the next pasuk says. Kativ. V'haya, and it's written, V'haya Beit Yaakov Eish, Beit Yaakov is the fire, V'Beit Yosef Lahava, he's the flame. Beit Esav Lakash, he's the kash, right? He's the straw. Nitzot Yotze Mi Yosef, a spark comes out of Yosef. Shemechalev Esaref Et Kulam, that goes out and burns all of them out. What does this represent? Yosef is the one who takes the koach of Yaakov, what's the koach of Yaakov? The Torah of Yaakov. And he brings it out into the world. And he's, like I said, says, he brings all the Ba Mitzrayim, all the Nitzotzes HaKadusha Mitzrayim, the Ovah Shemesh explains it. He brings all Nitzotzes HaKadusha, all the lost souls, and he brings it back to Klal Yisrael. And that's what it means when Avram Avinu says that your children will be Ger. And then in Eretz Nochriya, in Egypt, that's what Avram Avinu went down to Egypt. And then what happened? They'll come out, v'nitzlu et Mitzrayim, they'll take out all the good of Egypt, all the kesev and zahav, all the gold and silver of Egypt. Kesev and zahav represents these lost souls. They're going to clean up Mitzrayim, kedag, she'en, like, the move all their good from Mitzrayim, means all the lost souls from Egypt, and then becomes the formation of Klal Yisrael. And because we didn't completely finish it, so we were only there for 210 years, mm-hmm. not 400 years, says the Gro, that the heir of Rab that we brought out with was still a mixed multitude. They were a mixed multitude of Tov Vera. That's why Klal Yisrael had to go through more and more Golios to Mimavar itself, to clarify us. We were brought out with the Ra. That's the heir of Rab. And therefore, all our problems, the Chet Ha'egel, all the problems in the Midbar came through the heir of Rab. And those are signs for later generations. All those things which happened in the Midbar is the Nisiot, like the Membeit, the 42 journeys of Klal Yisrael, says the Baal Shem Tov, is the 42 journeys a person has in his life We all go through these journeys, and that's the birur of the ra, to remove the ra from us, that we express only our goodness. So that's the concept of Klal Yisrael. So the air, because of the air of Rav, we still have that Ra, and we still have to, right, in as a Jewish people as a whole, as an individual within that Jewish people, who we have that air of Rav within us. That's called the Yetzirah. Had we stayed in Egypt and gone out and done the right things, right, we would have come out, we'd have got Matan Torah, and nothing would have happened. There would not have been a Chet Eikel, because the air of Rav wouldn't have come out with us. Mm-hmm. And then we've gone into Eretz Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu would be Mashiach. Finished. Gone into Olam Haba. Galus comes from the word Galui, because the purpose of Galus is to reveal that which is hidden. That's the purpose of Galus. To reveal the lost souls, to bring them back to Kedusha. And that's the concept of Yosef. And now if we learn, now we go to Masechet Shabbos. There's only one Mishnah written about Hanukkah. And it's brought, it's the end of Baba Kama, it's the end of Perek HaKonis in Baba Kama, and it's brought in Hanukkah. And it's a very, very interesting Mishnah. So I'll read the Mishnah, and you'll see how from that Mishnah, you'll see it says, "My Hanukkah." What is Hanukkah? I.e., what Rashi says, what mitzvah we enacted Hanukkah, what event did we enact Hanukkah? It's a Tana Rabbanan. The rabbis taught us, "Bekafe bekislev yom adu Chanukah timanya," the 8 days inun, right? The lo lemispid b'hon, you can't do. The spedi b'hon in the velo litanot b'hon, you can't fast in them. Now tells us what happened. Shenich nusu yevonim leheichal, they went into the heichal. V'timu kol hashmonim, right? And they were metame all the shmonim. So, and then it says, shebeheichal. Because Shagavra Malchus Beit Chashmonai Benitzchum, and they fought them. Beit Chashmonai is connected, like you said, connected Levi, but it was a Malchus. But it wasn't a proper Malchus, therefore they were lost. Therefore, an Evid took over the Malchus, Hordus. Badku Velomatsu, Elapach Echad Shal Shemen, Shahaya Munach Bechotamo Shal Kohen Gadol. They only found one Pach. Velohayabo El Eladlik Yom Echad. It was only to light one day. Naase Bonais, happened a Nais, Vehidliku Menu Shmone Yamim. So we all know the Maharal. 8 is one more than 7. 7 is physical world. 8 is beyond the physical. It actually represents Bina. Yemei Bina. That's why Hanukkah is called Yemei Bina. It represents Bina. Bina is Alma, the higher level, higher worlds, right? Bina is actually related to Leah. Stam, Leah is called, Leah is the higher level Malchus. Rachel is the lower level Malchus. Leah is the higher level Malchus. So if you understand, from Dina started the Tikkun of Hanukkah. The Shorish of Hanukkah. And Yosef, he finishes off the finishing off of Hanukkah in Mitzrayim by marrying Osnat, then becomes a Chibur, and then they connect to remove, to bring back all the lost souls in Mitzrayim. And the children that they have is Ephraim and Manasseh, their names of their children, we're going to see that in Ephraim represents Torah Shebaal Peh, and Manasseh represents the Tzaras of Golas. But okay. And how to deal with the Tzaras of Golas. The Shana Acheret, later year, Kav'um Vasum Yamim Tovim, Vahalel Vahoda'a, because here, there's no Suda, because it wasn't like Purim, the Mishnah Berurah brings the Rambam, that there wasn't a problem of life threatening, they just wanted us to be like them, like with Shechem, be like us. We'll marry your daughters, you marry our daughters, we one people. Right? Now, listen what it says in the Mishnah. Tnan. Hatam. Learn there in from Baba Kama. Gets hayotze mitachat patish. Gets, what's gets? The spark goes out from a little patish. V'yatzev ezik chayav. It goes out and it's mazik, it's chayav, right? Gamal shetoon pishtan. You hearing? Gamal shetoon pishtan. Who does this represent? The ra in the world. This is the gamal.
Esav.
Which represents the ra. Toon pishtan. Pishtan represents the ra in the world, right? Vuhu oved brushus arabim. Who passes in the brushus arabim? V'nichnasa pishtan olotoch hachanut. The pishtan goes in front of the chanut. V'dalka b'neiro shel chenveni. And it lights the light of the chenveni. What is chenveni? Chen Yavan. The beauty of Yavan. The chenveni represents the house of Yavan. Chen Yavan. Yavan has chen. Yavan has beauty. Comes from Yefet. But the beauty, how do we fight the beauty of Yavam? Yavam represents external beauty, external truth. The beauty of externality, geometry, psychology, philosophy, physics, they're all, you know, metaphysics. Even though they're metaphysics, but they're not a connection. Yavan represents what we see is what there is. It's a limited truth. It's a limited beauty. Who fights Yavan? Mashiach ben Yosef. What does Yosef have? Yosef has Yafat Mare, an external beauty, for Yafat Toa, an internal beauty. The connection of internal beauty to external beauty, of internal truths to external truths, is the real beauty. Yavan's beauty is a sheker. Yavan's beauty is really an ugliness. Without showing the internal beauty, it's an ugliness because it's not the full truth. Of not a full truth is a lie. Only when Yosef fixes Yavan, that he shows that Yavan has an internal beauty, there's an internal beauty to the world. There's a Bira Doleket, there's a Manik Labira, there's someone who controls the world, someone who interacts with the world. There's a Pnimius to the world, says the Chasam Sofer. The Arizal was Mashiach ben Yosef. The Gilui of the Kabbalah, the revelation of the Kabbalah to the Jewish people, is a revelation of the inner worlds being expressed in the outer worlds. That means we understand the outer worlds, we understand the physical world because we understand the Manhig, we understand how Kodesh Baruch Hu interacts with the physical world from the inner worlds of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, how the inner worlds, the metaphysical worlds, interact with the physical worlds. And then we see the full truth. So the fight of Yavan is showing that inner beauty against the external beauty, right? Vehidlik, let's go back. So the ner vedalka benero shulchendoli vehidlik et habira, and it lit the bira, habira hadoleket, that shows there's a manik to the world. That's a concept we see by Avraham Avinu. Habira hadoleket, right? So here the bira is dolek, it's showing there's a manik to the world. Balagamal chayev, the balagamal chayev, he's obligated. Chayev means bra, it's bad. It means balagamal. Who's a balagamal? We mechayev him. We show him there's a bira doleket. It's not shaykh to him. It's not shaykh. What his concept's not shaykh in the world. Right? If it's outside, the chenveni is chayev. Right? Rabbi Yehuda omeh, b'nei Chanukah potter. But if it's a nei Chanukah, you're potter. What's if you're nei Chanukah? What's a nei Chanukah doing outside? Where do you put neiros?
In the window.
In the window. What do you mean put? You put neiros? Nei Chanukah is supposed to be in the Rosh Hashanah. That's where you put neiros. Nei Chanukah represents the menorah. Where do you put the menorah? The menorah, the Shabbos lights represent the menorah. You put the menorah inside a house. That's where the menorah is. What the menorah represented? The ner dolek for Be'ol Sarah, Be'ol Rivka, Be'ol Rachel. Shalom Bayis. Shalom Bayis. The Shechina b'Klal Yisrael. What does the menorah in Beis HaMikdash represent? Says the Gemara in Shabbos, later on here. Says, what did it say? It says, it was lit the ner ha-maravi first, and it didn't extinguish first. It was a nes. What was a nes? That the light lit longer. So what is Chanukah nes? The light lit longer. What's that show? Shechina. The Shechina b'Klal Yisrael. So we understand it's going to be Shechina in Beis HaMikdash. That's what a menorah represents. Ner Chanukah represents Shechina b'Klal Yisrael. Shechina in the Rishus HaRabim. What does Rishus HaRabim represent? The Rishus HaRabim represents all the place of the Ra in the world. That's where Ner Chanukah goes. The Shechina goes out into the world. Dina goes out into the world to fix the world. She brings the Ner Chanukah to bring back all those souls. That's what Yosef does. Yosef goes out into the world to bring back all those lost souls. That's the concept of Chanukah. Chanukah is the time of tshuva. Bina, Yemei Bina. Bina is the concept of tshuva. You understand? That's what it's saying here. Now, if you understand, there's more Gemaras. When do we light Ner Chanukah? Mishatishka Chama, at night time. Night time's galus, right? Ad shetichle rego min hashuk. Tichle says Chazal, tichle zoshen kilui. Until you burn the regal from the shuk, you remove all the reglaim of the shuk. The shuk represents the Rishus HaRabim. Who's in the Rishus HaRabim? Everyone. All the, you know, archi parchi, all the bads in the Rishus HaRabim. Rishus HaYochid, that's a Jewish home. That's a place which built, right? You do your own, the good is in the home. Outside, everything's outside. All the Ra is outside. Ner Chanukah is outside, bringing the Shekhinah outside. And what's the purpose of that Shekhinah? To be Mechale, all the Ra. And to bring back, says, here Rashi says, which regal? My love, Minashuk, right? So it says, Ad Shefinish, regal the Talmudai. The regal of the Talmudai. Talmudai says in Gemara, it's I heard from Rabbi Trivitz, Talmudai is Psule Kahal, says in Gemara in Yevamos, end of Perek Rishon. That even the Psule Kahal, even the Ra in Klal Yisrael, the bad people, the Msuri Kahal means the people who can't marry Jews because of their yichus, right? They're not proper miyuchas. It means the mu'ur of tovara, like a mamza. He's mu'ur of tovara. He came from a bad chibul. So even them, we mevara and bring them back. Even the lower part of Klal's world, the koach of Chanukah is to bring them back. Chanukah is a holiday that no Jew doesn't keep. As far as they are, as gone as they are, Ner Chanukah they keep. Because Ner Chanukah says that even if you have a little light there, there's a little light that we can light it up in you. That light is going to light for eternity. There's a promise that the Jewish people are not going to lose their light. And they're going to come home. And that's the concept of Mashiach ben Yosef. That's the concept of Yosef. To bring back those lost lights. To bring them back to its shoresh. You with me?
Yeah.
That's the concept of Ner Chanukah. And that's the Mishnah.